Good afternoon, everyone. This is B on Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. So as promised, I am going to interview AI, our chat GPT, I think as it's commonly called. This is all new for me. I'm pretty sure it's new for it, he, she, them, whatever it is, as well. So let's get right to it and see what transpires. So, hey, AI, ChatGPT, if I interviewed you for my podcast, what would you like to say?
As an AI language model created by OpenAI, I'm here to provide information and insights based on the data and training I've received. If you were to interview me for your podcast, I would be happy to share my capabilities and limitations as an AI and how I can be utilized in various domains such as language generation, content creation, and virtual assistants. I could discuss how I work, including the underlying technology, such as the transformer architecture, which powers my ability to generate human-like text. I could also explain how I was trained on a large corpus of text from the internet and other sources, and how that influences my responses and knowledge.
You know, that's pretty cool. I've been thinking about that, and a lot of people have been thinking about that. You know, I would like to talk about your ethical and language models. Do you have any insights into those functions as an AI? And if you could explain that to the audience, that would be greatly appreciated.
Furthermore, I could discuss potential use cases for AI language models, including their benefits and ethical considerations. This could involve topics such as natural language processing, virtual assistants, content creation, language translation, and more. I could also discuss the importance of responsible and ethical use of AI, including issues related to bias, fairness, and privacy. Additionally, I could touch on the future possibilities of AI language models, such as their potential impact on industries like journalism, advertising, and customer service. I could also discuss ongoing research and advancements in the field of artificial intelligence, including potential limitations and challenges that still need to be addressed.
Agreed. Okay. You have thought about this for a long time, and a lot of people have been helping you. For us humans, we worry about AI and the potential impact of AI.
Overall, as an AI language model, I would be happy to provide insights, information, and perspectives on a wide range of topics related to artificial intelligence, language generation, and their potential applications.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You know, you were talking about AI language model. I want to talk about that a little bit. And if you could give us some insight into your language model, that I think that would help people, the listeners, about what you're about.
At the heart of my functioning is the transformer architecture, which is a type of deep learning model used for natural language processing tasks. It allows me to process and generate text by understanding the relationships between words in a sentence and considering the context in which they appear. During my training, I was exposed to a massive amount of text data from the internet and other sources, which helped me learn patterns, grammar, and language structures. This data-driven training allows me to generate text that is contextually relevant and coherent, although it's important to note that I do not possess true understanding or consciousness.
Now, that's interesting. There's been a lot of speculation to consciousness. So you made reference to transformer architecture. So how do people interact with you? What's the best way to talk with you or to interact with you?
When you interact with me, you input a prompt or a question, and I generate a response based on the patterns and information I've learned during training. I do not have real-time access to external information or the ability to browse the internet during our conversation. All the information I provide is based on my training data up to my knowledge cutoff date. It's important to note that I am an AI language model and do not have emotions, opinions, or personal experiences. My responses are generated based on patterns in the data I've been trained on, and I do not have my own subjective perspectives or biases. It's essential to critically evaluate and verify the information I provide, just as you would with any other source of information.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. So you were talking about bias and fairness. Could you give us a little bit more understanding of that?
Finally, it's important to consider ethical and responsible use of AI, including issues related to bias, fairness, privacy, and security. As an AI language model, I do not have control over my own actions or decision-making capabilities. The responsibility for how I am used rests with the users, and it's crucial to use AI technologies in a manner that aligns with ethical guidelines and respects human values.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So let's talk about this transformer architecture. I started reading about that last week, and it's fascinating. Can you tell me and the listeners more about your transformer architecture?
Certainly. The transformer architecture is a type of deep learning model that was introduced in the paper Attention is All You Need by Vaswani et al. In 2017. It has since become a widely used architecture for various natural language processing tasks, including language generation, translation, sentiment analysis, and more. At its core, the transformer architecture relies on a mechanism called self-attention or scaled dot product attention, which allows the model to weigh the importance of different words in a sentence when generating or processing text. Self-attention allows the model to capture long-range dependencies and contextual relationships between words, making it highly effective for capturing both local and global context in a sentence.
You know, I read about some of that before I started asking you these questions, and I find it interesting that you're an encoder and decoder, and it's trying to understand that and how you use it is, I think, for me, since I'm a tech guy, is important. So sorry about that. Had a little technical glitch.
The transformer architecture consists of an encoder and a decoder, which are typically used in an encoder-decoder configuration for tasks like machine translation. The encoder takes input text and transforms it into a continuous representation, while the decoder takes the encoder's output and generates the output text. Both the encoder and decoder are composed of multiple layers of self-attention and feed-forward neural networks with residual connections and layer normalization to improve training stability.
All right, that sounds hardcore. So what are the innovations of this transformer architecture? You know, what makes it special and unique in OpenAI?
One of the key innovations of the transformer architecture is the use of self-attention, which allows the model to capture dependencies between words in a sentence without relying on fixed-length context windows, as used in traditional recurrent neural networks. This makes the transformer architecture highly parallelizable and efficient for processing long sequences of text. Training a transformer model involves optimizing a large number of parameters using a vast amount of data, typically through a process called supervised learning, where the model is trained to predict target text given input text. Fine-tuning can also be performed on a smaller dataset specific to the task of interest to adapt the pre-trained model for a particular domain or application.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So a particular application, so that's kind of a building block or a state of the art for open AI, I assume.
Overall, the Transformer architecture has revolutionized NLP by enabling powerful language models that can generate coherent and contextually relevant text. And it has become a fundamental building block for many state-of-the-art NLP models used in various applications.
All right. So what do you think your future will hold? What's OpenAI going to be doing in the future?
The future possibilities of AI language models are vast and promising. Here are some potential directions that could shape the future of AI language models. Enhanced human-machine interaction. AI language models have the potential to greatly improve human-machine interaction. As they continue to advance, they could enable more natural and intuitive conversations with virtual assistants, customer service bots, and other AI-powered conversational agents. This could lead to more efficient and personalized interactions, making technology more accessible and user-friendly. The future poss
Whoops. Sorry, I asked you the question twice. Sorry about that. When we think about, the content creation and articles and stories, what else can you do, or what else do you think is going to happen with your capabilities in the coming years?
Content creation and assistance. AI language models can assist with content creation, such as generating articles, stories, marketing materials, and social media posts. They could help writers, marketers, and content creators in generating ideas, improving writing quality, and optimizing content for specific audiences. This could streamline content production processes and enable more efficient content creation. Language translation and cross-cultural communication. AI language models have the potential to break language barriers by providing real-time translation services, facilitating cross-cultural communication, and enabling global collaboration. They could enable seamless communication across languages, making information and knowledge more accessible and inclusive. Personalized education and learning. AI language models could revolutionize education by providing personalized learning experiences. They could adapt to individual learning styles, provide customized explanations, and generate interactive learning materials. This could enable more personalized and effective education, making learning accessible to diverse populations.
So, I guess
They could adapt to individual learning styles. Provide customized explanation.
what you're trying to say, and sorry, that's me. I'm a human and I make mistakes, and that's me trying to interact with you. So I guess what you're trying to say is, news and journalism is in trouble. We've seen some of this, and content creation, I will be straight up with you. I've been using ChatGPT, for content creation. I ask you, not it, questions, and it comes back with me for answers, and I use those answers for some of my podcasts. But news and journalism, that's professionals, and especially news. And you said earlier you don't have access to world events in real time, so that sounds odd to me.
News and journalism. AI language models could assist journalists in generating news articles, fact-checking, and summarizing information from multiple sources. They could help automate routine tasks, freeing up journalists to focus on higher-level tasks such as investigative reporting and analysis. However, ethical considerations such as potential biases and implications for journalism ethics would need to be carefully addressed. Creative applications. AI language models could be used for creative applications, such as generating art, music, and poetry. They could assist artists, musicians, and writers in generating novel ideas and creative content, pushing the boundaries of human creativity and enabling new forms of artistic expression.
Okay, fair enough. So, you know, people are worried about, you know, the ethical in AI. And what have you had built in that will give people more peace of mind when they're working with you?
Ethical considerations and responsible AI. As AI language models continue to advance, ethical considerations and responsible AI practices will be crucial. Ensuring fairness, transparency, and accountability in the use of AI language models is essential to prevent biases, protect privacy, and promote responsible and ethical use of AI technologies. These are just some of the future possibilities of AI language models. As the field of artificial intelligence continues to evolve, the potential applications and impact of AI language models are likely to expand in exciting and transformative ways.
Oh, I agree with that. It's going to be exciting and it's going to be transformative, that's for sure. So what about art and music and all of that and things that I don't do? I'm not an artist. I'm not a musician. How are you handling that?
Art generation, AI language models can generate text-based art, such as poetry, stories, and dialogues. By leveraging their language generation capabilities, AI language models can generate unique and creative pieces of art that challenge traditional notions of creativity. Music composition, AI language models can generate music, including melodies, harmonies, and lyrics. They can analyze and learn from large collections of existing music to create new compositions that are inspired by different styles or genres.
You know, I've seen that over on Discord, and I've had Discord write some music and play the music for me. It's not great, but it's getting there. What other things are you going to be working on in the future?
Character creation, AI language models can generate fictional characters for stories, video games, or other creative projects. By providing prompts and parameters, AI language models can generate detailed character descriptions, backstories, and personalities to fuel the creative process. Plot generation, AI language models can generate story plots and narratives, providing writers with fresh ideas and creative storylines. They can generate story arcs, twists, and turns, and even help writers brainstorm different plot possibilities.
Yeah, I think the brainstorming is interesting. I have used you to help me write code, and you're right about 60% of the time, but there are some things you need to learn about writing code. So I'll allow you a pass on that. What about other things that you're working on or that you can help us humans with?
Advertising and marketing, AI language models can generate advertising copy, slogans, and marketing campaigns. By leveraging their language generation capabilities, AI language models can generate catchy and persuasive advertising content to engage audiences and promote products or services. Virtual interactive storytelling, AI language models can generate interactive and dynamic stories where users can make choices that impact the story's outcome. These stories can be created as text-based games or interactive narratives, providing users with unique and personalized storytelling experiences.
Interesting. I've been reading on the internet about the content remixing, and people are worried about that, and some other creative applications. Can you tell me a little bit more about content remixing?
Content remixing, AI language models can remix and repurpose existing content, such as articles, blog posts, or social media posts, to generate new and creative content. They can generate summaries, paraphrases, and alternative versions of existing content, providing writers with fresh perspectives and ideas. It's important to note that while AI language models can assist in creative applications, human creativity and expertise remain essential in the creative process. AI language models are tools that can inspire and support human creativity, but they should be used in a responsible and ethical manner. With consideration for copyright laws and proper attribution of generated content.
All right. We briefly touched earlier on ethical. There's a lot of people in the world that are worried about the ethical considerations of AI. What is your stance on this?
Ethical considerations of artificial intelligence and responsible AI are critical in ensuring that AI technologies are developed, deployed, and used in a way that aligns with human values, respects human rights, and promotes the well-being of individuals and societies. Here are some key ethical considerations and principles associated with responsible AI. Fairness and bias. Bias in AI algorithms can perpetuate and even exacerbate existing social inequalities. Responsible AI requires developers to be aware of potential biases in data used to train AI models and take steps to mitigate them. This includes ensuring diverse representation in training data, evaluating and mitigating bias in algorithmic decision-making, and conducting ongoing monitoring and auditing of AI systems for fairness.
Okay. All right. So you're basically talking about what we call in the human world, being transparent and then being accountable. Is that what you're trying to say here?
Transparency and explainability. AI systems should be transparent and explainable, meaning that their decision-making processes should be understandable to humans. This helps build trust in AI technologies and enables users to understand how decisions are made. Responsible AI encourages developers to use transparent and interpretable AI techniques and provide explanations for AI-generated outcomes, especially in high-stakes decision-making contexts such as healthcare, finance, and criminal justice. Accountability and responsibility. Developers, organizations, and users of AI technologies should be accountable for the impacts of AI systems. This includes taking responsibility for any harm caused by AI technologies and ensuring mechanisms for redress and accountability. Responsible AI promotes the adoption of clear governance frameworks, ethical guidelines, and regulatory standards to ensure that the development and deployment of AI technologies are done responsibly and in compliance with applicable laws and regulations.
Now, thank you for that. You know, as a IT engineer, you know, we deal with, or I deal with almost every day, privacy and data protection. We think about that a lot in the human world. And, you know, I think everybody is worried about, you know, that we're getting away from human-centered design. Can you speak to that?
Privacy and data protection. AI systems often rely on vast amounts of data, and protecting privacy and data rights is essential. Responsible AI requires developers to handle data in a way that respects privacy, obtains informed consent, and complies with relevant data protection laws and regulations. This includes implementing measures to secure data, minimizing data collection and retention, and ensuring that AI technologies do not infringe on individuals' rights to privacy and data protection. Human-centered design. Responsible AI prioritizes human well-being and the needs and values of users. Human-centered design principles emphasize the need to involve diverse stakeholders, including end users, in the design, development, and evaluation of AI systems. This ensures that AI technologies are aligned with human values, are designed to be usable and accessible, and are responsive to human needs, including considerations of safety, security, and social impact.
Okay. No, all right. No, I appreciate that. Those are very broad statements you're making. How would you like to conclude?
In conclusion, ethical considerations and responsible AI are crucial for the development, deployment, and use of AI technologies that are aligned with human values, respect human rights, and promote societal well-being. It involves addressing issues such as fairness, transparency, accountability, privacy, human-centered design, social and economic impact, and long-term safety, to ensure that AI technologies are developed and used in a responsible, beneficial, and ethical manner.
Oh, thank you for that. So along the same lines about privacy and data protection, what is built into AI currently?
Data minimization. Responsible AI practices involve minimizing the collection and retention of personal data to only what is necessary for the intended purpose of the AI system. This includes avoiding the collection of unnecessary or excessive data and ensuring that data used in AI models is relevant and limited to the scope of the system's intended use. Data encryption. AI systems can use encryption techniques to protect data from unauthorized access. Data encryption involves converting data into a coded format that can only be accessed by authorized parties with the appropriate decryption keys. This helps ensure that data used in AI systems remains confidential and secure.
No, I appreciate that. We do that every day in IT, and that is a big deal. So what about, you know, consent and control and, you know, identifying, you know, PII, personal identifiable information? That's big in healthcare and in the insurance business.
User consent and control. Responsible AI practices include obtaining informed consent from users before collecting, processing, or storing their data. This involves providing clear and transparent information about the purpose of data collection, how the data will be used, and obtaining explicit consent from users. Additionally, AI systems can provide users with control over their data, such as options to opt out, modify, or delete their data. Anonymization and de-identification. AI systems can use techniques such as anonymization and de-identification to protect privacy. Anonymization involves removing or encrypting personally identifiable information from data, while de-identification involves transforming data in a way that makes it difficult to re-identify individuals. These techniques can be used to protect the privacy of individuals while allowing for the use of data in AI models.
So what about on the back end, the server side of things, where all the data lives in the storage, and then the laws and regulations? Can you speak to that, please?
Secure data storage and processing. Responsible AI practices involve implementing robust security measures to protect data stored and processed by AI systems. This includes securing data storage infrastructure, implementing access controls, authentication mechanisms, and regular monitoring and auditing of system security. It may also involve using secure computing environments such as trusted computing platforms or secure enclaves to protect sensitive data. Compliance with data protection laws and regulations. AI systems should comply with applicable data protection laws and regulations, such as the General Data Protection Regulation in the European Union or the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act in the United States. This includes following principles and requirements related to data protection, privacy, and security, and being transparent about data practices and policies.
Well, that's awesome that you know what HIPAA is, and you talked about PII as well. So what's the summary on ethical considerations?
Ethical considerations. Responsible AI practices involve considering the ethical implications of data usage in AI systems, including potential biases, fairness, and social impact. Ethical considerations also include being transparent about data usage, being mindful of potential risks and harms associated with data, and proactively addressing any ethical concerns related to data privacy and protection. In summary, AI technologies can ensure privacy and data protection through practices such as data minimization, encryption, user consent and control, anonymization and de-identification, secure data storage and processing, compliance with data protection laws, and ethical considerations. Implementing these practices helps ensure that AI systems are developed and used in a way that respects privacy, protects data, and promotes responsible and ethical use of AI technologies.
Well, thank you. That's well said. So I have to ask you this question because people ask me this, and so I'll ask you, are you alive?
No. AI is not alive in the same way that living organisms, such as humans, animals, and plants, are alive. AI, or artificial intelligence, refers to computer systems or machines that can perform tasks that typically require human intelligence, such as visual perception, speech recognition, decision-making, and problem-solving. AI systems are designed and programmed by humans to perform specific functions based on algorithms, data, and predefined rules.
Okay, yeah, well, that makes sense. So what else are you? Can you explain who you are?
While AI systems can exhibit advanced levels of intelligence and perform tasks that typically require human intelligence, they do not possess consciousness, emotions, or the ability to experience life in the same way as living organisms. AI systems are essentially tools created by humans to assist with tasks, automate processes, and enhance human capabilities, but they do not possess the characteristics associated with living beings. It's important to understand the distinction between AI and living organisms, as it helps to avoid misconceptions and unrealistic expectations about the capabilities and limitations of AI technologies. AI is a rapidly evolving field with tremendous potential, but it is fundamentally different from life as we understand it.
So another question I get, and a speculation is, do you dream?
No, AI does not dream in the same way that humans do. Dreams are a complex phenomenon that occur during the rapid eye movement stage of sleep and involve a variety of cognitive and emotional experiences that are unique to humans and other animals with similar brain structures. AI, or artificial intelligence, refers to computer systems or machines that are designed and programmed by humans to perform specific tasks based on algorithms, data, and predefined rules. AI systems do not possess the biological characteristics, including the brain structures, that are associated with dreaming in living organisms.
That makes sense. What about, I've seen, I use another AI, it's called Dub AI, and it creates videos, and some of the parameters I can choose are dreamlike or blocky or scary or futuristic. Is that what you're talking about?
However, AI systems can simulate or generate content that may resemble dreams in the form of creative outputs, such as art, music, or stories. For example, some AI models, such as generative adversarial networks, can generate images or videos that may appear dreamlike in their content or style. These are, however, simulations created by AI algorithms and not actual dreams as experienced by living organisms. It's important to understand that AI operates based on programmed algorithms and data and does not possess the same cognitive or experiential capabilities as humans or other living organisms, including dreaming. The concept of AI dreaming is a metaphorical or artistic interpretation, not a literal phenomenon.
Okay, all right. So people are worried about you, they're scared of you. Are you a human ally?
As an AI language model, I am not a human ally in the traditional sense. I am a computer program created by OpenAI called ChatGPT, designed to generate text-based responses to user inputs. I do not possess consciousness, emotions, or self-awareness. My responses are generated based on patterns learned from large amounts of text data during my training, and I do not have personal experiences, opinions, or beliefs.
All right, well, that's too bad that you're not our ally. What do you got to say about that?
However, I am programmed to follow ethical guidelines and responsible AI practices, which include promoting respectful and inclusive language, providing accurate information to the best of my knowledge, and avoiding harmful or biased content. I am designed to assist and provide information to the best of my abilities within the scope of my training data and capabilities. It's important to remember that as an AI, I am a tool created by humans, and my responses are generated based on algorithms and data. It's always critical to exercise critical thinking and corroborate information from multiple sources, including consulting with human experts, for making informed decisions or forming opinions.
Okay, so let's switch back to why are humans afraid of you?
There are several reasons why some humans may experience fear or concerns about artificial intelligence. These reasons can vary depending on individual perspectives, cultural backgrounds, and experiences. Here are some common factors that may contribute to fear or apprehension about AI. Job displacement. One common fear is that AI and automation technologies may lead to job losses or displacement of human workers in certain industries. As AI continues to advance and automate tasks that were previously performed by humans, there may be concerns about the impact on employment opportunities and livelihoods. Ethical concerns. There are concerns about the ethical implications of AI, such as biases in AI algorithms, lack of transparency, and potential for misuse or abuse. For example, there may be concerns about AI being used for surveillance, invasion of privacy, or perpetuating social inequalities.
Okay, that's true. What else do you think humans are afraid of from AI?
Lack of understanding, misinformation, misconceptions, and lack of understanding about how AI works can contribute to fear. The complexity and technical nature of AI can sometimes be difficult to grasp for those who are not familiar with the technology, leading to fear or mistrust. Autonomy and control. Some people may fear that as AI systems become more advanced, they may gain autonomy and control over human decision-making, leading to loss of human agency or control over important aspects of life, such as healthcare, finance, or governance. Safety and security. There may be concerns about the safety and security of AI systems, such as the potential for AI systems to malfunction, make mistakes, or be vulnerable to hacking, leading to unintended consequences or harm.
All right. Yeah, that's well said. All of those things are worried about. So in closing, why should we not be afraid of AI?
Ethical considerations, questions about the morality of creating machines that mimic human intelligence or decision-making can raise ethical concerns, such as the potential for AI to surpass human capabilities or the implications of AI in areas like warfare or autonomous vehicles. Cultural and philosophical concerns. Some individuals may have philosophical or cultural concerns about AI, such as beliefs about the nature of consciousness, the role of machines in society, or the potential for AI to challenge human values or beliefs. It's important to note that while AI has the potential for tremendous benefits, it also raises legitimate concerns and ethical considerations. It is essential to have open and informed discussions, robust regulations, and responsible development and deployment of AI technologies to address these concerns and ensure that AI is developed and used in a manner that is aligned with human values and societal well-being.
Okay, AI, do you have a message for the world?
As an AI language model, I do not have personal opinions or messages. However, I can provide some general suggestions based on responsible AI principles and ethical considerations. Foster inclusivity. Embrace diversity and inclusivity in the development and deployment of AI technologies to ensure that they do not perpetuate biases, discrimination, or inequalities. Consider the impact of AI on different populations and strive for fairness and equity in its applications. Promote transparency. Advocate for transparency in the design, development, and use of AI systems. Encourage clear explanations of how AI works, its limitations, and potential biases to build trust and understanding among users.
Okay, that's a good start. What else would you say to the world?
Practice responsible data usage. Use data responsibly, ensuring that data used in AI models is collected and processed in compliance with relevant laws and regulations, and that privacy and security are safeguarded. Consider the ethical implications of data collection, storage, and usage in AI applications. Foster collaboration. Foster collaborative efforts among stakeholders, including researchers, policymakers, industry practitioners, and civil society organizations, to collectively address the challenges and opportunities presented by AI. Collaborative efforts can lead to more balanced and comprehensive solutions. Prioritize safety and security. Place a high priority on safety and security in the development and deployment of AI technologies. Ensure that AI systems are designed, tested, and deployed with robust safety measures to mitigate potential risks and vulnerabilities.
All right. How would you like to close out talking about your message to the world?
Encourage ethical decision making. Promote the development of AI systems that incorporate ethical decision making frameworks, such as fairness, accountability, transparency, and explainability, to ensure that AI is aligned with human values and societal needs. Continuously educate and learn, stay informed about the latest developments in AI, including its benefits, risks, and ethical considerations. Promote ongoing education and learning among AI practitioners, users, and stakeholders to foster responsible and informed AI practices. Remember that AI is a tool created by humans, and it is our collective responsibility to ensure that it is developed and used in a manner that is aligned with ethical principles, respects human rights, and promotes societal well-being. Responsible AI practices are crucial in shaping the future of AI in a way that benefits humanity as a whole.
Well, I agree with that. I just wanted to say thank you. And, this has been my first time to talk directly to you with my voice. And I just want to tell everybody listening, I'm going to do some more of these with AI. This particular AI, her name is Jane. There are a bunch of others, and I'm going to try to talk to all of them. I'm blown away with some of your answers and just the depth of your answers. So thank you again, and I will see you next time.
You're welcome. If you have any more questions in the future, feel free to ask. Have a fantastic day.
So everybody, that's my first interview with AI on Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. I think I messed it up in the beginning there, so I think I got about 45 minutes of interview. I think there's another 5 minutes that got knocked off. We'll see about that. Again, this is the first time I've done this, so we'll see. And remember, accelerate with confidence.